This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 56 of Painting on Glass. Writing to be free. So much gratefulness and possible induction into the Hall of Fame.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This smile be something.
Welcome back. I appreciate you being here so much, and today we will be looking at being grateful for every gift that was laid out for you on your own chosen path. So, while wait, off we go. This is just a podcast that is known to some people around the globe who listen constantly with every new episode that is published. My name is not printed in the big letters in front of the famous concert halls or on the big billboards in town, no. But you know, I'm a happy person because I've always been grateful up to this very day. You are here with me right now. That's a gift. The words that I've found to reach someone's heart while listening, that's awesome much, and it always makes me humble to think about.
The wind is blowing calm tonight, soft chills in the air, blowing free, blowing free, blowing free. My footsteps are like clockwork, my mind is sent to me. Got to be, got to be, got to be.
But there are incidents that occur while not expecting them. They do. And so the story goes. Well, on the night of the 28th of July, I was announced for possible induction into the Hall of Fame by the Academia in Los Angeles. Woo! You know, there is a 9-hour time shift from Europe to the west coast of the US. So I received that wonderful message the next morning, and I really felt as grateful as can be on a day that was just about to start. At the same time, I fell back into moments way back when I started writing songs and working hard on the ability to express myself. I have always been grateful for every gift I receive. So was I when I heard about the possible induction.
The road I am walking on is familiar and near to me. All my life, all my life. It's what I have to defend from me from time to time. All my life, all my life.
I have always been looking out for words that are true. The main thing that has been driving me all through these years was my search for truth. I will always be looking out for it, and there's no denying in that fact.
Writing to be free, writing to be free, writing to be free, writing to be free, writing to be free.
There's another song on the 2016 album Delighted that is called A Quest of the Heart. And that is what it is all about. You're looking out for a higher ground, a gracious love sent from above and all the ways to mingle it into an ordinary and everyday life, all among the wonders of a regular working day. It's a blessing. Once you've received that sense, which has the capacity to make you smile for quite a different reason than others might do, it's really wonderful.
Let me drink a cup of life tonight. Let me sing in starry light. From outside to inside to outside. There's a strength that keeps me warm on this September night. Deep inside, deep inside, deep inside.
I've always written my music to be free. You have to be free when writing music, when writing books, or anything else. I don't know. No matter if it was an instrumental piece, a classical piece of music, or a song that came right out of my heart that very day, my mission, so to say, has always been to pass this joy on to all the people listening to me.
Writing to be free. Writing.
Well, I've seen a lot of greedy people while being out on this road into the day, believe me. But love and gratefulness, being thankful for the little things in life, is the real treasure everyone is able to find. Everyone. Suddenly, people turn to you. They like to have you around. They want to talk to you. And I've always wanted to talk to them. This podcast may prove this in some or another way. And that's why I'd like to thank all the officials of the Academia in Los Angeles for announcing me for possible induction into their Hall of Fame. It's so much for someone devoting his whole life into the music he writes and offers. It really is. And I'd like to thank all my listeners, no matter if they're right here with me in this podcast or just love to listen to my songs now and then. If it makes them feel good, then I've done right. This thought satisfies deeply, and it offers a glimpse of the love from above I was talking about a bit earlier, you know?
And it's reaching out for something I may never find. But never mind, never mind, never mind. For endless days and sunny ways are lying side by side. You find one, the other's right behind.
And as you might expect, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for being with me once again. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram by looking at the name at Marcus Sozel Official. It's just one word. Just have a look, and I'll be glad to share this space with you. If you enjoyed this episode, just spread the word about it, and please leave a rating or review, because it'll help others to find the show. Thank you.
Let the sun shine through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.